Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff out there on great radio stations like KXDI 93.9 out of Dickinson, North Dakota. You know, if you need something to go along with your morning cup of coffee, other than a donut, how about a copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related? Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belthew, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read, and don't forget, you can check it out online at tsln.com.
Thank you, Mike. And did you know at North Star Electric in Valentine, Nebraska, they spark life into every home? If you are passionate about the great outdoors, imagine living where you can hunt, fish, boat along the Niobrara River, or on Merritt Dam or the Mini Lakes. They're looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job. It is a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to call home. Contact them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
Do you know what's coming up this weekend?
I do. I don't really want to talk about it, though. Can we ignore it?
It won't do any good to ignore it. But
I know.
Hal Swift out of Sparks, Nevada, shared some thoughts about the daylight savings time.
Coming up this Saturday night / Sunday morning.
From Hal Swift. I remember once back in Indiana when things started getting strange. There's a big discussion about the cause by the boys down at the County Grange. Strange things was happening to everyone. None of it really a crime, but the general feeling was it was all caused by your daylight savings time. One old boy said all of his cows got picky about what they ate. Another said his hens stopped laying because bedtime came too late. The hands missed breakfast because it was served a long time before they woke. The roosters crowed an hour before sunup, and all the pigs thought it was a joke. The kids all had to get up in the dark, and you know that weren't no fun. They was hundreds of things that folks had to do, and do 'em without no sun. Yeah, strange things happened to everyone, and it made no reason or rhyme, but the general feeling was it was all caused by your daylight savings time. And that's coming up this Saturday night. That was from Hal Swift out of Sparks, Nevada on The Good Stuff.
Yeah, not my favorite time of year. Gotta say, hey, as a general inspected our troops, this is a military little short story. He asked some of the Marines which outfit they were serving with. Ramrod straight. Each would respond, Marine Air Group 36, sir, or 2nd Marine Division, General. Then there was one young private. When the general asked, which outfit are you in? The Marine replied, dress blue, sir, with medals.
Complete with medals.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Oh, Lieutenant Colonel John Bratton sent that in. Well, let's go ahead and look at daylight savings time from Yvonne Hollenbeck's point of view, which I always love to hear about.
This ought to be good.
That's right. I missed a meeting yesterday because I was home in bed. It seems I darn sure failed to set my clock ahead. Daylight savings time can sure play havoc on my mind, because when I need to spring ahead, I usually fall behind. Our poor old cows don't care about the time or in what zone. I wish they'd keep us all the same and leave our clocks alone. And what about this thing they call the art of saving time? Do you drop it in a piggy bank like a nickel or a dime, or put it in a fruit jar or stuff it in your sock? I just wish they'd leave it be and keep it in the clock. And what about this hour that the time change will create? Will it relax our schedules when we are running late? I wonder just who thought this up, but probably he's dead now. I hope his hour of passing was behind and not ahead. But if he's still alive, I hope they charge him with a crime of messing with our lives, inventing daylight savings time.
I don't run across very many people that really are in favor of daylight savings time, but yet we have it. So
yep.
You may be a rancher if you've used something other than paper as toilet paper.
No, I'm not asking any questions.
Okay. You may be a rancher if you refer to ranches by who owned them 50 or more years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, that was the old Peterson place, but then it was, there's it. You may be a rancher if you give directions to your ranch by using area landmarks, not road names or numbers.
Yep. Sounds familiar.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we invite you to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.